And welcome to the podcast, everybody.
Hey, we started.
Nice to see you all here. This is episode 29 of the Octavarium.
29.
Oh my god,
we're almost 30.
Doing fine.
Let's start over on this end of the room. Let's sound off.
Hey, I'm Mark.
Hi, I'm LP.
Hi, I'm Tins.
Hi, I'm Nick.
Hi, I'm Lauren.
Hi, I'm Scott.
Hi, I'm Brian.
Hi, I'm Cloud.
And hi, I'm Castelvi.
Yay.
Welcome back, Scotty D. We've missed you.
Yeah, it's been a couple
good
weeks.
Good to have you back, Scott.
Scotland Dare is with us today.
It's me.
Woot. How great.
This podcast, it sounds like we're on a light rock station right now. Hey, I don't know everybody. What the deal is.
Next up will be Spinning Stories by Nick McCullough.
I can't wait for us to get into Matchbox 20's Mad Season.
Coming up next, we have Oasis with their new Champagne Supernova.
New?
Yes, we're back in time.
No, their new thing is like Taylor Swift and...
She's
going to
make out with
the right.
They play it on the
light
station all the time.
All right, motherfuckers, where's our mailbag?
WNUA.
I think Mark has.
I've got it right here, everybody. Hang on. Just let me see if I can
open it.
Open the mailbag. Can you open it for me, LP?
Sure thing. I'll
try. Careful with that mailbag.
It's hot.
Shouldn't play with mail.
Okay.
Wow.
All right, so this letter comes to us from Tyler Mulvin of Edgewater, which is a neighborhood in Chicago.
How exciting.
And
all the way out in Edgewater.
Tyler writes, "Hi, guys. I am 5.5 years old."
Oh, wow.
You should get your parents' permission before listening, Tyler.
"I am going to school for the first time, coming up very soon. And I've heard a lot of things, and it's sort of scary. What do you guys know about school?
This guy has...
What's up with that?
This kid is really great at composing sentences
Do you think mom and dad thought it was okay for him to use Tyler Mulvin, his full name, in the letter and therefore on the podcast?
What was his email address?
It
didn't say on the Matchbox.
I'm a little concerned that we have 5.5-year-olds listening to this podcast.
I said, motherfuckers, who's got our mail
shit,
back?
It's already happened, so.
W-N-U-A. I mean, it says explicit, so.
McCullough didn't say W-N-U-A.
Maybe,
maybe
Tyler just has very, very liberal parents.
Yeah, you know, let's just call it what it is. He's afraid. He's going to school for the first time, and he's afraid, and he's asking us for help.
Well, last time I was in school, I went to college, Tyler. And when I went to college, I actually went there not knowing anybody. And I was a little nervous about making new friends.
It's very scary.
And it's a little bit intimidating. Mm. To be honest, I did know one person that was going to my school. And it was a fella referenced about 20-some-odd podcasts ago named Eric Even.
Who, the same?
Yeah.
I remember Eric Even.
He was in a show, too.
Yeah, he was in a show, too. he was quite the character. And
nice luggage.
Yeah, that was, he carried luggage all the time instead of a backpack. I think he had
He's one of those kids?
He had back problems, I don't know. But it was just like not the friend you want to have. When you go to college, you know?
Yeah, the kid who carries the fucking luggage around with him.
Yeah.
These are my books.
Yeah.
Get out of our frat house. No. And your friend, too.
So I did the best I could, Tyler, to go out and meet people and be as open and friendly as possible. And certain situations I got into weren't fantastic.
Yeah.
But I did the best I could. You meet folks that may not be the people for you. Like I was in the Neighbors podcast we referenced I was president of the worst floor on campus. And I hung out with them for a while and I just knew that I would probably get arrested at some point with them and I had to eventually stop that. Because it was just too much chaos, and I didn't really want to go to jail. So what you need to ask yourself, Tyler, when you go to school is, do you want to go to jail?
What?
Yeah, but
five, man. Five
you half, also yeah. met like almost all of us at that same college, so I think you did well.
Yeah, for that was later, Lauren. Yeah. After I made the choice not to go to jail.
I can definitely relate. I only knew a couple people going into college, and I just remember being in the van, like shaking my head. I mean, like, I don't want to go.
What? What?
Yeah.
You don't want to go? You knew yeah. Mikula and Mark and I.
Well, like, only slightly. Like, I wanted to go. I was all about the city. I was like, I want to go to city school. I love Chicago. And, like, I was not about ISU at first. And, like, my parents signed the sheets for me and everything.
Really?
And, yeah, and so, like...
Where did your parents want you to go?
They want me to go to ISU. It's cheaper than DePaul and other schools.
They were about it, but you weren't.
No, and so, like,
wow.
Yeah, at the beginning.
I never knew this.
Yeah, I was, well, because ISU is, like,
exciting.
A bad rep if you don't know. And the only visit I'd gone on was for, like, a speech tournament, and it was really gross and rainy there, and I'm like, oh, this school is ugly.
Arf, arf, sounds terrible.
But then, like, you sound it turned out mad. Being, like, the best college experience ever, and so... That's why sometimes I think things happen for a reason, and I met my best friends there.
I met one of my roommates I met actually while I was saran wrapped to a light post.
What?
Sorry about that.
It's now time for another installment of Mark's Tales of Sorrow.
No, this one was actually like I had some friends, and they were like, dude, we got a giant roll of saran wrap.
Oh.
We're gonna saran wrap ourselves to things.
But only you, nerd.
Well, no, this
like, would be great fun.
One dude saran wrapped himself, like, horizontally to a bench, and that was fine, but the whole time I was like, that looks really easy, because he's, like, lying on a bench, so the worst thing that happens is he, like, takes a nap, you know? And then he gets
what
out later.
He has to go pee.
Yeah, what then, Mark?
Yeah,
well,
Mark.
So I guess I didn't think about those factors because I continually made fun of how easy that was. And they're like, okay, well, we'll saran wrap you hanging from a post.
Oh, my God.
And,
not by the neck, right?
I don't believe so.
It's getting real dark real fast.
But like,
I was worried about Mark's safety. I
they
asked
saran-
him
he's alive. He's here now.
I don't
so
want
like,
anybody
so like
to go
under,
in jail.
Under the armpits.
They yeah. just, no, like, my whole body, from, like, about my shins up to my shoulders, was just saran, just,
so
like,
you were
many
just
times.
How
yes.
far off the ground were you hanging?
I mean, like, inches, but I didn't have balance, you know?
Ah.
And so, like, if I stretched my toes, I could, like, touch the ground, but it didn't help.
So it was just far enough to be a dick.
Yes, that was the plan.
What if it wow. started flooding?
Well, and so, like... the quad.
That's was, your concern.
But it was, so it was outdoors, and I was like... And, you know, about 5 minutes in, I realized I shouldn't have been so cocky about it, and that I'm not a secret agent who can escape from this.
Wait a minute.
Field this one, Scotland.
The only reason that you were going to let them do this to you was because you thought you were a secret agent?
Well, no, because I had a plan, like a secret agent-y plan, because I had my keys in my pocket. So my plan was I was going to get my keys out and use them to saw my way out.
Oh, that sounds so secret agent-y.
Exactly.
Sounds more hostage-y to me.
Sounds kind of like Harry Houdini. Crappier.
Oh, Cloud's got the podcast so far.
Yeah, but as I saw the saran wrap just got twisted and tighter and like more difficult to cut. And somewhere about like, you know, maybe 10 minutes into this adventure, this guy that I had met in passing a couple times walks by with a girl and he was like, oh, hey, Mark. And I was like, hi, Justin.
Hey, Justin.
And he was like, and then the girl that he was with looked like very strangely and he was like, I gotta go. Then he walked away.
Wait, did they leave you?
Yeah, knowing Justin, he would have left Mark there.
Well,
that's
but
funny.
No, the people that did
this. No, no, I was like, I've got it covered. I'm gonna get out of this.
And they just
well,
walked
the
away.
Other guy was still on the bench, right?
No, he was out. They were just in the bushes laughing.
What? At your misfortune.
Yeah, what? I made it out, though. I showed them.
You did by...
You
shimmy broke out.
I shimmy and key sawed my way free.
Oh, so
well, there you go,
plan
Tyler. There's another lesson for you.
Yep. Carry your keys in your pocket and make sure your hand gets saran wrapped near them.
Yeah.
Life lessons.
Tyler Mulvin. You know Mark Tyler Mulvin? Sounds a lot like Tyler Colvin.
the Cubs.
Right fielder for the Cubs.
Yeah, you should have seen the letters we didn't take from Kosuke Mukadome.
I would have been so pissed if you made up that name.
So did you guys all go to college not knowing anybody, or did you? Well, Mark and Nick knew each other.
That's
you guys
right.
roomed together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I went to college not knowing anybody.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Well, for me, like, because I hated high school so much.
Yeah, what? I didn't care for it.
You'll
I
get just, that, Tyler.
I mean, I was in a big, like, all my friends had ditched me on my Aww. Freshman year. So,
they just went to a different high school, or?
No, they just, my high school was so big that they all went to, like, invent themselves, kind of. Like, they found new friends. And then
it
I was just
more
like,
to the personality they wanted to be.
Exactly. Okay, yeah. And then I was just like kind of odd man out.
Isn't it so hard when you're the same guy all the time? You're just really
living your life.
It is so hard.
I mean, you just are Matt Castelvi, and then everybody else like kind of like goes out and finds themselves, and you're like, "What? I'm me.
What the fuck? What about me?" I haven't changed.
Yeah.
Well, I probably was different then. I definitely was.
You were more angsty.
I was definitely more
what?
Angsty. Oh, God, yeah.
Well, I think we are more angsty when
I was. No, I wasn't emo. I just liked a lot of fucking Korn and shit. Yeah. Like, just no one understood. I just felt like no one understood my emotions.
Yeah, you know? I think that's why we connected at Second City, because we both had that same. Because we met, we were both in high school.
Yes, we were both. It was junior year, I believe.
If I may, were you like. Two freaks on the same leash.
Oh. That's a reference for me.
And me. I got it.
B-Wo does not approve.
When I went to high school, I went to a Catholic all boys school for my freshman and sophomore year, and I had gone to Catholic school my whole life. So when I went to junior year, I went to a public school, and that was like the most fun I've ever had. I got away with 81 cuts my junior year, and I got them off my record. It was great. But I came in not knowing
what?
Anybody. And
wait, 81?
Yeah, it was great.
How did
well,
you
how many
do
classes
that?
Was that a day? Like
it was. I always skipped my first class. It was chemistry, and I maybe went twice or three times.
And how did you get them off your record?
Because my creative writing teacher, who introduced me to improv, we were really cool, and I was like, I'm gonna fail. Just can you tell him that I was helping you student teach all your first periods?
Wow.
And he did.
Charmed him.
Yeah, he was great.
That's awesome.
Wow. Yeah.
What is it with you fucking city kids and the ability to cut? In the suburbs, you can't get away with any of that.
No.
Well, in my Catholic school, I wasn't able to get away with it.
I also went to the most strict school in the entire nation.
As adjudicated by who?
It actually they wrote.
Mark is in the running for winner of the podcast. Not to be outdone.
Lincoln Way East. There was like a couple of articles about it that apparently people in theater history at ISU studied about how strict that school was and how if it had a positive reaction.
I didn't.
Or a negative reaction.
Were there nuns roaming your hallways?
Theater, like theater education. There we go.
Because
LP,
how are you able to get away with that? Or is that a different thing in city schools?
I think it's different. And this is, of course, LP can disagree with me since he's done it. But I think because we were in the suburbs,
there's nowhere to go.
There's nowhere to go. Yeah, exactly. Like people would say like, oh, we're gonna ditch, and I'm like, why? And go where? Home?
Yes.
Watch TV? Okay, I
when
guess.
When I went to public school, it was in Lincoln Park.
Oh,
I went
nice.
To Lincoln Park High School for public, and there's everywhere to go. And then during World Cup, because World Cup was during my junior year at that time, I think, junior or senior year, we would just go, and then all the parents were out working, so we would go to their houses, like, two blocks away from school, and
so
these super nice Lincoln Park houses.
So you went home.
So we went to their places
and watched TV.
And just got drunk and watched World Cup. Or played Worms, Worms 3D.
Good job.
Wait, was that after Worms Armageddon?
Maybe.
Yeah,
before.
It had to have been because those worms were not 3D yet.
They didn't grow that extra dimension.
It was probably Worms 3D, like Step Up 3D.
Because I tried to, when I cut
Here
school.
Here comes.
I this came out in a show one time. I cut school once. The one time I fucking cut school, I made the terrible mistake of staying in my town. You don't stay
where you can be caught. You should leave the area.
Listen up, Tyler.
You know, I mean, I stayed in my town.
Go to Canada.
You know? Instead of going to the further movie theater, I went to the nearby movie theater that I and so as I was driving there with a car full of buddies, I ran into my mother on her fucking grocery shopping route. You know, because she's got to hit like the one that's cheap here and then the one that's cheap there. So she can maximize the budget for the family. Well, I didn't count that and fucking totally got caught. And I drive a 1990 Mitsubishi Montero. There aren't a whole lot of Monteros from 1990 rolling around, even in 2000 or 2001. When
and
I'm
by the
driving.
Time you can drive, Tyler, they'll probably...
Be extinct.
Tyler.
There'll be fossils of them.
If we make enough money in the next year or two and the Montero's still around, there will still be one Montero rolling.
Oh, were you going to give him it?
No. I'm going to be driving mine. I'm going to fucking pimp the shit out of it so it's my badass high school car.
I think my favorite part about that high school is I was dating a girl who had a car. And she was in college.
Dude, that's like crazy freedom in the
Whoa.
City with
yeah.
a car.
Yeah.
A girl with a car in the city when you're a kid? That's amazing.
Yeah, I was a junior and she was a freshman in college.
Oh
and so
God.
She had all this time off. So I would cut classes. And her windows were tinted. So we just had sex in her car all the time. It was the coolest thing ever. It was just like, that's why my high school experience was so awesome. Well, the end of it anyway.
Boom. Wow.
Where did you meet her if she was a freshman in college?
I went to grade school with her. She was like 2 years ahead of me. But
whatever.
Shit, I didn't even have high school, or I didn't even have sex in high school till I was like a junior. And that was only because I didn't have a drama club after school that day.
I'm going to take an awesome story and make it real nerdy.
Look, you know who I am. You know who I am.
I
Look,
know.
I fucking didn't have drama club or any fucking play.
I was about
rehearsal.
To be like, damn, that's pimp. And then I was like,
I love how.
Because they didn't have drama club.
Selvi is pushing his imaginary glasses
I just,
up his nose.
I didn't. Seriously, this is what fucking happened. I didn't have anything to do after school. I was walking to the parking lot. This girl who I was friendly with at the time said, "Hey, what are you doing?" And I was like, nothing. I'm just going home. I got nothing to do.
One thing
she was like, "Hey, my mom's not home. You wanna go to my place and fool around?"
Oh, what? This is that
like,
story.
Oh,
this is a great story.
Yeah, straight up. You don't know
are
this
you
story?
Kidding me?
I've never heard this.
I think I have heard this.
What?
Is this the closet story?
Yeah, this is the closet story.
No. Yes. Oh, yeah, I have heard
do
this.
Do I have to tell
what?
This?
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, please. All right.
Did we talk about it in a podcast?
But wait, is this like the...
It's not exactly school,
but
I want to hear
this is stuff that. All happened.
Right, you want it? Fine. So, so she fucking says, you know, my mom's not home. I
this is a
and
good
I,
one.
And I was like,
buckles himself up.
I was like, okay, cool. Let's go to your place and fool around. So I didn't know the exact directions to her place, so I followed her. So
I just want
to
say, I think that you're. I think you're being loose with the dialogue that happened. I just find it hard to believe that
I'm trying
a girl...
to clip it together.
Okay, all right. So she didn't literally say, let's go fool around. There was some...
Oh, no, she did literally say, my mom's not home.
What?
You want to come to my place and fool around? And I was like, yes.
Damn.
Oh, man.
Yes, please.
What a bold woman.
I would
well,
what a
I mean,
slut.
We,
that's what I said.
Hey,
a fucking whore.
Hey, we had
no
been
judgment.
Friends. We had been friends and had... we had a history... Since we were like 13, so it had been a solid 4 years.
Was it a sexy history?
Yeah. Did you
is
like...
this time for B-Wo to do something for the
it
ladies?
Was,
oh,
it was a mildly sexy history, but only that day would be a sexy history.
Did you kiss
sex
before
happened.
That day?
Totally did.
Okay, guys.
We kissed a bunch.
We kissed so fucking hard.
Oh, God.
Oh, there was
okay,
B-Wo said to his 13-year-old friend.
Yeah.
So we got to her mom's place. Mom wasn't home. And we get upstairs to her bedroom. We're making out. Super cool. And then, you know, things got hot and heavy for a bit. And then she says, do you want to have sex? And I was like, I haven't done that yet. Yeah. Yeah, cool. Let's do it. Cool. What? Yes, today is
I've
the day.
I've done that yet.
I can't
do
it
that.
Just happened like that for you. It just was like...
I don't know. It
He's
just did.
He's the Ewo.
He is.
Things happened.
I don't know. It's,
that's just how it happened.
It just happened one day.
No, that's
and so
cool.
Then, she opens up a drawer, and there is just condoms and lube.
Wow. Like, wow. How old is she?
17.
Sweet.
So she was just super prepared.
That's like the coolest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, she was really, so super prepared.
Was she a virgin or no?
No,
she was not. She's a drawer full of
condoms. I just condoms and lube.
I've said it before, I've said it again. What fucking universe are you from?
I'm just
I thought maybe she was, you know, really prepared.
I'm just saving.
She was not
saving herself for Brian.
I'm just saving.
I'm fucking unbelievable. I mean,
no,
all the lube had Brian's name on it. The condoms had like pictures of him taped to the package.
Just saving the drawer for the perfect man.
This is the night.
She's been planning this day her whole life.
She did, girl, Lisa
here.
Look, Lauren, she was not a virgin.
She is a girl.
But she did like me. She did like me. Yeah. We did have a thing, you know. But she was not a virgin, so, like, no. You know.
Unbelievable. Dirty whore.
So I was a little intimidated by her drawer.
By the arsenal.
Yeah, it was
like Hugh's laboratory.
Like, pressed did, a button in the wall.
Did she ask you to?
Condom wall.
Did you have to like pick your favorite one or like what color
no,
you prefer?
No, I just grabbed the first possible thing and put it on as fast as humanly possible. She wanted like foreplay.
Were you previously taught how to put on a condom in school?
Yeah, dude.
When did we learn about
fucking banana when I was 11?
What grade is that?
I was in fifth grade.
Fourth grade for me.
Condom.
I started early.
I was so glad.
They never taught me that.
And please, God, show your children how to put on a condom, because I could have impregnated this girl and it would have been a whole different life.
But that did not happen.
Your children well.
Because I put on the condom and she was like, what do you want to do? And I was like,
what do you want to do?
That is such.
Hey, what do you want to do?
Want
to get in me?
She did not have a cigar and an eye patch and a tattoo. She was very nice. She's pretty. She was
got
very
all
pretty
this
too.
Lube.
So
I'm waiting. Begin.
Yeah, you
I'm
just
use
the
you.
Ladle.
It's like fucking a Teamster, man.
Come on, I'm on break. Let's
Ryan
do it.
Ryan is a storage.
So this lovely young Teamster was on top of
Teamster?
Me.
Teamster. Is there a union?
That's what they said, Mark. I'm sorry. So
she was on top of you.
And it was super duper. Everything's going great. Yeah. And then I hear the door unlock and open. The front door unlock and open downstairs.
Shit.
And then I hear the mother's voice say, "Who's in my house?"
Oh,
and it echoed like that. "Who's in my house?" And I thought, oh God. And my penis just shrunk so fast.
It just sounds like Jack and the Beanstalk.
And Cloud takes an early lead
in the
winner of the podcast.
Cloud is the winner.
And so,
hold on, we're still young.
And so the young lady got off of me very quickly. And I...
who's fucking my daughter?
So I quick put on my underpants, and the mother was coming up the stairs. I could hear her footsteps up the stairs.
Boom.
Didn't she just say, "Hey, mom, it's just me"?
Well, my car was parked clearly in front of the house, and also my shoes were right up there up front. So like it was clearly somebody was upstairs with her daughter. So she gets upstairs and the girl locked the door, and the mom knocks on the door. Girl has time to put on panties. I put on underpants. We're on the second story of the house.
Sounds like her mom is like tasting all the porridge before coming into the bedroom.
Some kind of fairy tale.
How many fairy tale illusions can we sit in this story?
So I run
on the second floor. Could you climb down her hair?
No.
Her hair. Galloping up to the clouds.
Mark, her hair was shoulder length. So I get into the closet. And I just hide in the closet because that's all I can think of. And so then mom's knocking on the door, you know, "Fee, fi, fo, fum, who is fucking my daughter?" And so then The girl opens the door, answers the door topless. Her titties are just bouncing.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Not at all. I could see through the slits in the closet. Just, you know, like it was one of those.
Trapped in the closet video.
And so her mom goes, "Who's here?" And the girl says, "Nobody. Nobody is here." And she said, "I know someone's here. Who is here?" And the girl says, "Brian's here. He's in the closet." And I was freaking out. I'm just in my underpants. I'm feeling very vulnerable right now. Brian,
are you still wearing the condom at this point?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
So
I have
nice. Yes, yeah, so I have the condom on my dick.
And, oh my god.
I'm in the closet. Just, oh, God, please don't find me. But she sold me out, you know? And her mom just says, "Well, tell him he has 2 minutes to leave."
Wow.
And then she goes, and her mom closes the door. She comes to me and says, "My mom says you have..." And I was like, "Yeah, I know. I know. You sold me out. And she said, and honest to God, she says it. She's like, "Well, what the hell was I going to do? She's right there. She knows you're here. Who else drives that fucking car?" And so...
She's got a point.
Yeah. And I was like, "Well, she's got a point." So I got dressed. And I left, and I just saw the mother who was just waiting there with her arms crossed, shaking her head, just so. And I did look her in the eye and say, "Sorry," which really meant, "I'm sorry, I was fucking your daughter while you weren't home." And,
yeah.
Which I guess makes me not as much of a nice guy, but I start driving home just hoping to God she doesn't call my mother. But what if she does call my mother? What's my mom even gonna fucking do? And then I realize that I have a fucking condom on my dick still. And yeah. So that was how not having an after school program forced me to lose my virginity.
Oh, boo fucking do. Wait. So you wore the condom on your way home?
I didn't know that it was there. I forgot. I was so afraid that I forgot that I had the condom on, and I forgot that I put on my underpants backwards. It was really confusing.
He was also wearing a stealth condom.
Yeah. It was...
It's very hard to detect.
Yeah.
I guess that's important. An important lesson to learn, Tyler, is learn how to put a condom on, ask your parents mm-hmm. how, and then remember to take it off. When you're
that
ready.
That shit's evidence.
Oh,
burn it.
What a...
I mean, kindergarten's going to be rough, but these are things you should remember.
Now,
take it, tuck it away for the future.
Now, Scotland Dear, I haven't heard from you in a while. And going back to school, I didn't know you when you were a freshman. I only knew you when you were a senior. So how was going to college, ISU, as a freshman?
It was good.
Did you know anybody?
I knew my roommate at the time, and I knew some people that I went to high school with that I was kind of friends with, but after about a semester, I kind of really just fell into my own, and, you know, I was very, it was like a complete, because like you, I absolutely despised high school as well. You know, it was, when my freshman and sophomore year of high school was like, I had to deal with a lot of bullies and all that crap, and then after a while, I kind of got the confidence to just be like, fuck you. So that kind of changed in college, and I don't know. It was a good time for me, but it is interesting being here with all you guys. I'm older than all of you guys, so when I was just about to leave college, you guys were just coming in, and it was interesting seeing you guys, you know, acting the way I acted when I was that age and going, "Wow, I was retarded."
Uh-huh. Oh yeah.
Oh, I'm
so
oh,
yeah.
Who'd you think was especially retarded?
Yeah, I want to hear this.
Oh, I mean, I don't want to say because I could tell something about each one of you guys.
We're here. No, tell us. Tell us. I want to know.
Sounds like a challenge.
I want to know.
What do you got?
What do you got?
I mean, who do you want me to talk about?
Mark.
Mark.
I was going to say
Mark.
Mark. Just start around the room if you got it.
Oh, Jesus Christ. This might
be... Oh, this is putting him on the spot.
Bring people to tears.
We got strength and honor.
We know who we are.
Like a black a memory of Mark. Mark was in my statistics class.
Nailed it.
Yeah, and I never went. And Mark would just give me the answers.
That's right.
So wait, Scott.
Matt, you were I was bully. In that class
Yeah, you
too.
Became a bully.
I look at that, full circle.
I was in that class too. Do you not remember me?
I don't.
Well, you should have given him the answers, Lauren.
I apologize. I really don't.
Mark gave me the answers as well.
Were they right? It was. Yeah. I mean, I guess we all passed. Yeah. We're here now.
It was that douche guy, or doubt guy, right?
No, you're not.
Yeah. Lauren, douche was right.
Lauren, you're thinking of language, logic, and math with Harry Douche.
Yeah.
Harry Douche. That's
oh my God. You, yeah. Oh, Harry Deutsch?
Yeah.
Well, Harry Douche.
Technically, yes.
Douche, man.
I had him too a little further down the line. Yeah.
Douche.
He would always leave class like 15 minutes into it saying he had to, like, he wasn't feeling very well, or didn't you say for one of them he said like he had to go to the bank?
Yeah,
yeah.
He just left for the bank.
I have to go to the bank now.
I mean, it's like
dismissed.
It's like 11:15, and they close at 5, so no, it was, I have to go.
It was literally like 11. Yeah, the class started at 11, like 11:12, 11:13. He'd be like, well, I'm not feeling well today, so I'll see you all on
Wednesday.
There
was only one teacher I disliked more than Harry Douche, and it was the guy who I forgot what his name was, but he taught a class called Texts and Contexts.
I took that
loving,
class.
Oh. Fighting, and something. It was like about plays and history, and he was like ex-military, so he was like really tough all the time, and he was like, if you don't do the homework and you don't know what's going on, it is your fault. I gave you a 40-page syllabus, which you had to pay $10 just to get copied.
I hated
and
that.
Sounds like an asshole.
If you didn't read it every day and you miss an assignment, that is your fault. I don't remind you. And what? If you spell something wrong, letter grade down. And he was just like, all of that. And he was just such a... And he was like, if your cell phone goes off in class, you leave for the day. And like you're just,
wow.
Just hard about everything. And but then sometimes he'd try to be cool, like, hey, if you, you know, if there's an emergency, obviously, come talk to me. And one day, we all came into class, and he was, like, broken up. And, like, he was clear he'd been crying, and it was just very unsettled. He was, like, pacing back and forth, never paced. And he looked at everybody, and he was like, hey, guys, I think I'm going to put the movie on today, but my cell phone may ring. I know that I'm very tough about cell phones, but... sometimes there's an emergency that is so important to you, and we're like, oh my God, this man's like his like family is on their deathbed or something like that, you know, like something terrible happened to this man, and like my heart went out to him, and I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I've hated him, he's human like the rest of us. And he's like, my dog is at the vet.
Oh,
like, what?
To be fair, dogs are like family members.
I know. This guy was such a dick. And I thought there was a moment where I was like,
guys,
I want this man's
to be
dog
fair,
to die.
Dogs are like people in a way.
No, when like we had watched our dog be put to sleep, and it was like literally the saddest time of my life. Like it was so sad.
But his dog just had a tummy ache.
Okay.
It wasn't even dying.
He was in the military. Grow a pair.
Maybe that was all he had. Like, what if he was not married?
He had a wife and kids.
Okay.
How do you know?
He had a successful tenure track teaching job.
I want to hear more of Scott Danielson, what he thought about.
So, Scott.
I want to hear Nick Mikula.
What do you. Well,
yeah, I want to hear Nick Mikula.
I don't know. I always liked Nick Mikula.
Unbelievable.
Honestly, I mean, I loved all you guys. Nick was just such a sweet little boy.
Take that. Okay. What up?
What about
sweet little boy.
Lauren. I met Lauren when I was in a show, and she was on the costume crew, and she'd always come in, and we'd, I don't know, screw around and make fun of people, probably is what I was doing at that time.
That was fun.
I don't know. You always said hi to me. I remember that. You always said hi to me at parties. I was like, oh, she always says hi to people.
I remember Lauren was at the first Mafia party that year after Nick and I got in.
Drunk.
I remember that party.
And Lauren was drunk and spilled everything everywhere.
My pants.
Of course.
On my nice
but
wasn't cargo
as
pants.
Bad as, but wasn't as bad as her friend.
Yeah,
who spilled all the vodka on
Nick's
crotch.
I have video of that night, P.S.
Do you
we
really?
Should watch
oh, P.S.? I have video of that night, yeah. P.S.
Well, that's neat.
Yeah.
All right.
Tins.
How about me?
I met Tins when I was, I think, a sophomore. Maybe sophomore.
I forgot how long you fellas known each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go back.
Since summer before I was a senior in high school, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck.
We worked together at a
don't say that.
A park district. They did, you know, like children's theater outdoors on the back of this truck in the summer, and it was kind of lame, but the kids really liked it, and it paid decently to sit out in the sun at a park and play.
Yeah, it was a great job for considering all we did on the clock was drink Slurpees and play scratch off lottery.
Yeah. I mean, this is how, like, we would get paid by this certain township. To sit in the park, go to 7-Eleven, and what was it? We would buy like 8 $1 scratch off tickets.
We bought
like
so many scratch off lottery tickets that one summer. And what it was bad.
It got to the point.
Well, here's the thing. When it rained, when like a show was getting possibly rained out or rehearsals getting possibly rained out, we all pack in the van and see if the rain's gonna hold or if the sun's gonna come out, we're gonna be able to continue. A lot of times we'd end up just playing cards. We ended up getting to the point where like we'd play Texas Hold'em, some other card, I can't remember. We'd play cards for like Slurpees or something. I think it eventually got to the point where we'd play cards where the currency was lottery tickets.
Yeah.
So we were gambling for gambling.
Right. We'd just deal one hand.
It's a whole
Texas
new low, man.
And we'd say, okay, this one's worth two tickets. Here we go. And then one of us would have to buy the other one lottery tickets. And we would tally it up. That's
did
my
you guys
memory.
Do a show like Honcho the Hamster?
Honcho the Hamster?
Hieronymus A. Frog was one.
Oh,
of them.
Did you? Were you not there when we did Honcho? No, you were there.
I was there.
Yeah.
Fun fact: I also did street theater years later when you guys were not in it.
I don't want to say its name since what we just said we were doing, but. I guess that's all right.
I guess we're not getting hired back.
No.
That's another installment.
But yeah,
it's
it's a great job.
In an unnamed township or city. But I remember when our shows was Little Red and the Riding Hoods. And it was about a motorcycle gang. It was so terrible.
That sounds about right.
Kids can relate to that.
Yeah.
Now, what I want to know is, now, all of this was an extracurricular job. So, while you were busy doing this, were you getting laid?
Oh,
On the clock? On the job?
I don't know.
No.
No, man.
We were working with, like, sometimes, like, 13-year-old kids.
Yeah, and, like, we weren't cool enough
so
anyway
for
that sort of
thing. So after-school programs and jobs prevent your kids from having
well,
sex.
Well, everyone would have been illegal for me anyway.
What? Oh, in the cast?
Yeah.
That's not
yeah.
true. Our
oh, because you were
parties,
over 18?
Right.
We're always, there was always people fooling around at our cast parties. So
well,
I did the extracurricular
So you feel like the extracurricular activity caused you to...
Sure, sometimes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but forget the memories for a second. But going back to school, I'm thinking about a professor I had in high school. Did you guys ever have a professor or like a teacher that you were just cool with?
Yes.
Yeah, he let me get away with 81 cuts.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I had this English teacher in high school, and I can't remember his name, but I didn't do anything in his class. I never read the material. I didn't turn in assignments, and I was failing his class. So he told me that I was failing. And, like, part of the reason is we would get, you know, we'd have to read, like, The Great Gatsby, and we'd get an activity book. And I would fill out, like, literally some of the answers I would just write, do you smell what the rock is cooking? And I'd turn it in. I swear, like, yeah. I mean, that's because I didn't think he paid attention, and he didn't. I'd get back and get, like, an A.
Wow.
But then I would do terrible on all the tests, and I wouldn't do papers. So he tells me that, you know, I'm failing his class. So what he offers me is he's like, I know you're into theater, right? And you're pretty good at memorizing stuff. I said, yeah. He said, okay, if you can memorize a poem, any poem you want, but it has to be the whole thing, I'll give you a point of extra credit for every line. I was like, okay. So I memorized and then recited The Raven to my English class on the last day of school. Uh-huh. I got like 200 bonus points and gotten a B in the class.
Nice.
Whoa.
Cool teacher.
Mm.
That's probably cool. You should be fired for that.
That
was cool.
So read poetry, Tyler.
You did apply yourself. I feel like you learned something about
life. I learned how to manipulate people.
Well, a little bit, but he also did get something out of you.
That's true.
And he was the one who came up with that offer,
yeah,
right?
He was great. I love that guy. Huh. I also had a teacher that let me make a taser that you plugged into the wall.
What?
Go on.
Yes.
He was wacky. He was like Mr. Wizard. But like if Mr. Wizard was losing his mind. And he was a physics teacher, and I took his physics class and like his electronics class. And we would make things, you know, like strobe light, amplifier, the typical stuff. But he let us bring in our own schematics for things and build things. And I found one that was a taser that you plugged into the wall. And he helped me build it, and I carried it around
school.
Oh
my god!
It was just a wooden box that had two big bolts sticking out of it, and you go, hey, touch this.
Yeah, and it just runs a current through.
That's it.
That's shitty. That's dangerous.
Well, it never worked because people would see it plugged into the wall and go, no.
Get the fuck away from me.
Come on, man, touch this.
Trust me.
Oh, got a good feeling.
Did anybody ever touch it?
Yeah, well, I just put it on people as they walk by.
Just tased people randomly.
Oh, my God.
And you had trouble in high school?
He was a cool teacher.
A 15-year-old Scott Danielson just, like, waiting at the corner of the hallway for kids to walk by and tase him.
It was fun.
Mr. Stevenson, could you step in my office for 1 second? Does this look familiar? Looks familiar to 17 students.
All dead.
What a great point that principal just made by using corporal punishment on a teacher.
I wasn't picturing like the code of Hammurabi was in effect at this
time. I thought he shocked this teacher. Principal
Shaw. I was just demonstrating it, that's all.
Oh.
I remember...
I like it better if he shocks his own employee. That's how I like to imagine it.
When I was in high school with Nick Makula, he had a few moments of glory, maybe the height of which was being prom prince.
Yeah. Wow. You were?
Yeah.
And we hated him.
The end.
Were there kings too?
Well, yeah. Prince was like for if you were a junior.
Junior.
Oh, okay.
Like, but you could do a coup d'etat and take out the king, but the king...
coup d'etat!
You could do a coup d'etat.
That's the funniest thing I've heard in a while.
Take out the king, but that king played football, so I just did not really talk to him and took an awkward prom photo holding the princess.
Wait, you could take out the king and then become king?
Well, I thought I could. I thought I could.
That was a part of the school.
And I looked... Well, the thing is,
you beat up the senior of the school.
We were taking...
Then you're...
Well, Nick, weren't you like the president of the National Honor Society?
Fuck yeah, I was.
Or student council, too, so you...
No,
could...
not student council. That stuff was weird.
Oh,
no.
So you couldn't make a rule called the coup d'etat rule.
I wish I did.
Where
but...
the junior... Could kill a senior.
No, usurp. I don't know if that would get past some of the faculty.
No. Kidding me?
Oh, I have a feeling. He just said take out.
Take out.
Like, so, like cripple.
Take
I guess.
Like tase. Like awesome a soccer ball and throw it at his head. You know, and then he's down cold and take his crown. And I rule that.
I just imagine his crown around.
I don't know if a soccer ball thrown at someone's head would hurt them, considering there's a header in soccer.
That's very similar to the rules for the WWF's hardcore championship.
Thank you.
Like, you have to defend it at all times, anytime.
Well, that's the thing, is you had to wear this crown the entire night.
So if you knock the crown off his head, it's yours?
It was really, really...
Oh, so you had a ticking clock.
Pretty much.
This wasn't like a semester-long thing.
No. It was just like that night. It was like the end of... whatever.
So then what happened the next... Like, what's the point? What happens the next day if you would go through all this effort
honor.
To take him out?
And then chicks could the say honor. That they gave
so,
a handy to the prom
it's prison
so many
rules.
Girls who...
Shank or be shanked.
Exactly. So many girls who never talked to me before were like, Nick Makula, you're prom prince? Let's dance. And I was like, Makula.
You got greedy. Like,
I did.
I became
power up. Mark apparently has a different story about
starting
this.
The line between fact and fiction has become so blurred.
Mark, why don't you set us on the right
did
path?
Did you beat up a senior?
No.
Nick
did not beat up a senior.
Maybe.
To become a king?
No. He had enough trouble just becoming prince because he had to campaign every day.
Oh,
which frequently involved Nick walking past his friends. Of multiple years, not like barely acknowledging them to talk to other people. Yes.
That's enough. You don't have to explain it, Nick. It's
But you know what? He did become prom prince. Worth it in the end. And we did get to hang out with him at prom, and it was pretty awesome. And he still has a sweet crown for it.
That's right.
And
you keep the crown.
In Nick's defense, we're all still his friends, and lots of ladies danced with him.
Boom.
So who was right in the end?
The guy, with coup d'etat.
But did you get any Wu-Tang from that?
Did you get any Wu-Tang?
did you join the Wu-Tang clan?
Did you get any giant black?
Yeah, my prom date was the RZA. It was awesome. We had a blast.
Did you get any giant black?
What universe are you in?
All of our references are lost on her, guys. No matter how clever your Ghostface Killer joke is, it's going to be lost on Lauren. I guarantee she doesn't know what the Wu-Tang Clan is.
Why did you call it Wu-Tang?
Because she doesn't know what it is.
How many times have you called it Wu-Tang?
Oh, no. How many bars have you been at being like, you want to go play some Wu-Tang? And then you go back and the guy has like a CD or an iPod.
I think it's way better.
Can we talk about this?
She's thinking of Wu-Tang.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Similar. The Wu-Tang Clan is a rap group, you see.
Very popular one.
Very popular.
And from what I hear, they're not anything to be fucking.
There is not a movie about them. No.
Yeah, there was. There was something like.
You're thinking of Pootie Tang.
Or Ju Long Fu. Thank you for everything, Julie Newmar. Different thing.
No, there was something like. I don't know if it was a TV made movie or something.
Pootie Tang.
No.
Passenger 57.
Oh, it was a made TV
movie about vagina and they called it Wu-Tang?
No, it wasn't about vagina.
It was about the Wu-Tang. You think it was about the Wu-Tang
Clan? A made for TV movie about Wu-Tang Clan. That's even more unbelievable.
Yeah. I don't know. I saw something on it when I was.
No, I think there might actually be a documentary.
No, God, not a made for TV movie. And I don't think so. No.
I hope we're all wrong. There's like a great. Made-for-TV movie starring Lou Diamond Phillips about the Wu-Tang Clan.
I believe I know what Lauren's talking about. Just to set it straight. Wu-Tang Clan used to host like an old Kung Fu movie hour on like MTV. A long time ago.
It was so unlikely that Lauren was watching a Kung Fu hour and is using a Kung Fu hour reference.
Well, because my dad used to watch it. Because my dad also, back in the time, used to watch like Real World. And he used to watch a lot of MTV and stuff. Anyways. I think that's yes.
I think that's what she's referring to. Now that she said that, I don't think she knew what that actually was.
No, I mean, Lauren, to answer your question, no.
That's right. That happened.
Oh, Lauren.
Oh, goodness.
I hope our 5.5-year-old is learning.
Yeah, Tyler.
Are you still with us, Tyler?
Or did you take a nap? Talk to us.
Come, don't insult him.
I get sleepy.
All right.
It's important to take naps so you are healthy, Tyler. That's my.
Did you guys go to preschool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Made a fortune.
Yeah. I still know several people from preschool. Like, I'm still in contact with them.
Do you?
Like, beyond Facebook. Like, I see them or I talk to them on the phone every once in a year.
Yeah, me too.
My preschool teacher kept showing up randomly in my life.
Really?
And Miss S, yeah, like she came in to sub for our like fourth grade class, and I was like, oh my gosh, is it you? And she's like, it's Lisa Rinrelli. And so like whenever there was a question about something, she'd be like, hold on, let's consult Lisa. Aww, like, because she was like trusted me from preschool. And, like, she just loved me. And then like I was serving food to her and some other lady once, like. Just every few years I encounter her somewhere random.
Explain it a little more. In my mind, she's on her deathbed. You're just spooning food.
No,
you mean it like a restaurant, right?
Lisa,
you weren't just serving her food in her mouth.
Right? No, as I was working as a server.
Okay, all right. I thought that's what you meant, but like you didn't even touch it.
Same thing happened to me with my fifth grade teacher, Mr. Vroom.
Yeah.
Wait, for the record, as Lauren said Mr. Vroom, she made like a revving motion. Like a motorcycle revving.
So wait, was it spelled V-R-O-O-M? No way.
No one's, she's nodding her head.
How awesome is that? Lauren,
he was the guy
Lauren.
Who-
How awesome would that be to be Mrs. Vroom?
I know, right? And he was the guy who came up
Dorothy
with...
Vroom.
Dorothy Vroom. He was the guy who came up with I'm a knee, not an elbow.
What?
I don't know what that is. This is
gonna,
I don't want to know what that is.
He's going to need some explanation.
Nobody knows what that is. What is this a reference
that
to?
That is a reference to my that last name. Pun, he used to make up little like sayings to like, oh, remember everybody's name and last names and how to say it and pronounce it. And so he was stuck on mine for a long time. And I'd be like, I'm an E. And he was like, oh, like, I'm an E, not
Melbo.
Did
you think we all knew this story? And
that's I don't know. I thought
you
maybe.
Said,
I've heard
that's the guy who invented I'm an E. Oh, of course, Lord. That old chestnut.
With Mr. Broom.
No, yeah, you told some people that are not
never
in this room.
Us.
I heard
it's too ridiculous for me to believe now.
No way.
Oh
I'm
my
serious.
God!
Wow.
Now, when you had Mr. Broom, is that how he? Did he do the vroom, like the revving motion as
no.
a way to remember
did.
His
yeah,
name?
Probably.
No, but all the kids used math. To do that. Like, and he was new at the school, and all the kids were really excited to have Mr. Vroom, and they'd be like, vroom, and like, yeah.
I had a geometry teacher in high school that every Thursday he'd walk into the classroom and just write on the chalkboard and not say anything. He'd write S-H-I-T in all capital letters.
What?
And then he'd just sit down. And the first day we were like, what's going on? He looks up and he goes, so happy it's Thursday.
Wow.
I'm beyond confused.
Oh, man. My school district I went to for high school people.
I thought you were about to say District 9.
Now, did you guys, because a lot of substitute teachers will teach throughout the whole uh-huh. district, uh-huh. so we probably have had some of the same substitute teachers. Did you guys ever have, I forget what his name was, but he always did, like, the math rap?
No.
That sounds
there's a math rap?
You guys were
very,
missing
very
out.
Familiar.
Holy
Wait,
shit.
Can you, it like sounds really familiar.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah.
He like was just a very, very like average, like plain old substitute teacher. Nothing really special about him in any way. He's a sub. Whatever. He does a great job as a sub. But he would always talk about his math rap. And like the first time you saw him, he'd be like, throughout class, like, get ready, I'm going to do the math rap.
Buckle up, boys.
Like,
man.
And once,
that's like you
but once,
how awesome.
Yeah, but once once you got to see him in your class a bunch, you're like, oh, this is what he does every class. and everyone knows, like, oh my god, we're going to get the math rap. I know if we coax him enough, we're going to get the math rap out of him. I forget what the rap was, but it was like screaming rap. And
about
like
prime
all,
numbers,
is it really
what?
Good?
Just all about rap. Math. He's like, you can't add this. Well, I guess he wouldn't have said shit. You need to add to multiply, divide, peace sign. Like,
it's an important symbol of math. Yeah.
The fact is, the man rapped while screaming. After every class, to my knowledge,
awesome.
That he ever saw.
Did you ever hear him from another class nearby? You're like, oh, that class is the
math
rap guy.
Not that I'm conscious of, although I'm sure I've been walking through the hallways and I've seen him in the class next to me and be like, ah, they got the math rap guy.
I never had the math rap guy, but in my school district, we had two subs that everybody knew. There was one guy that everybody called Elvis. Because he had giant Elvis-like sideburns because he was the front man for a rockabilly cover band.
Awesome.
Oh, nice.
And, like, and then he just taught classes. And I had him a couple of times. And he was kind of lame. He didn't really do anything Aww. Cool to, like, show us why he was so awesome in the rockabilly band. But I saw him in the rockabilly band. He kicked ass. He was awesome.
Nice.
But, yeah, that was Elvis, the sub. Then we also had another teacher... whose bit was he had a magnetic piece of chalk.
Uh-oh.
And so what he would do is like he would come in saying like, hello, my name is Mr. Simmons. I am your substitute teacher today because your teacher is sick. I am here to teach you. Please let me be your teacher. I am excited to go over this subject. You know, he'd say like math or whatever with you. And we're
Sounds
going
like
to
a
have
robot.
A good time. But please, please, do not misbehave.
Anyone that misbehaves will be dealt with accordingly. And then he was...
That is all.
And then...
End of line.
But lesson then, one.
But then... So then he would say they would be dealt with accordingly. And then he would throw the magnetic chalk to the chalkboard. And it had magnets in it as such that it would roll down and perfectly land in the chalk tray.
That's awesome.
Nice. So it looked like he just fucking was magic.
That's awesome.
I think that...
And he was old, and he had white hair, but just around. You know, he's bald up top.
Yeah.
You know, all up top, and white hair around. And he had glasses, and he just wore a frown to start the class. And it was always that monologue at the beginning, and I loved it every fucking time. Because there was always a kid in there that didn't see it before. And it was awesome to see them see the chalk hit the board and roll down and be like, and have them question, is he magic? Just for a moment.
Finally that magic teacher.
Is this that magic teacher?
There's, like, a lot of things so that, there's a lot of things in life that are just hard to believe, you know? Like how could you make a chip without frying it, for one?
Oh my God.
But you could bake it.
You with, could, but
with
that's...
Keith gone, Mark has taken his position.
Go ahead, Mark.
But I think, really, the most magical way to cook a chip would be to pop it.
Pop
chips. Pop chips come in many great magical flavors. Like,
you sound like you're lying, Mark. Tell me more.
Well, let me tell you, and I'll give it to you straight. Not like a pop chip, which are slightly curved due to the wonderful popping process. Pop chips come in a few great flavors, and then some other flavors. A couple of the good ones you should keep an eye out for are barbecue, cheddar potato, sour cream and onion potato.
Those are garbage, Mark.
And potato.
Mark, what in your opinion are the bad flavors?
The other ones! Just remember, pop chips, they're in your mouth, and you probably don't want to take them out now.
Pop chips! Well done, Mark.
Pop chips. That was a great little substitute commercial you were able to do.
Do you feel like because Keith is gone, you owed it to yourself to do it?
I did. I felt in debt to Keith's memory.
Did you feel like you were in $10,000 or more of credit card debt?
Well,
that would be terrible.
Hey, Mark, if you were in $10,000 worth or more of credit card debt, you would want to call Legal Helpers Debt Resolution.
Gee, you sure?
Yes, 100%. They will take...
What are that?
I'm sorry. Oh, boy. They will take your credit card debt of $10,000 or more and negotiate down that debt, guaranteed. Matt, let's hear that wonderful jingle that they're singing around the nation.
Remix, it's the math rap, y'all. 866-963-2354. Legal Helpers Debt Resolution, y'all. Legal Helpers Debt Resolution, y'all.
All right. Good. Well, that's the end. That's about the end of the podcast. Thank you for sticking with us through the end. We're almost at 30. This is really exciting for us. So, thank you. Yeah, thank you as always. Keep
thanks
on
building, Tyler.
Thanks,
Tyler.
Good luck, and, Tyler.
And if any of you 5.5-year-olds or otherwise have a question that you'd like to hear discussed on the podcast, send that question over to info@octavarius.com. That's octavarius.com.
Boom school.
And now, as promised, it's time for Makula's 7 words of wisdom.
Goat, swim, upside down.
Those were syllables. It's a compound word.
Who knew that a goat could swim?
Have 8 days and a wicked week. Say bye, everybody.
Bye! Octavarius.com!
My friends. Hey, how you doing, guys?